Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome back to the show. Now, I am going to dive straight in today. I want this to be short and sharp so that you can reflect. This is going to require you to take off the judgment goggles and really look at your situation with radical responsibility. And that can be really hard when we realize that we are fully and completely responsible for our results, for our success, for where we are. And that is part of leadership, is radical responsibility. And looking at ourselves under the microscope with a floodlight can be a bit painful, a bit ugly, a bit stretchy, uncomfortable, but that is going to be what is required. So if you are here, that is what we're doing. We are looking at what is really holding you back. Now, through coaching literally thousands of women at this point over 5+ years, one of the things that is true for almost every single person is that the thing that we think is the problem is not usually the problem. Now, it might be related, it might be a symptom, but usually we're too close to the problem to see what it is without that reflection that I was talking about earlier. Normally, we need to be able to zoom out or have someone else point out what is in our blind spot. But if you are feeling stuck, or you've plateaued, or you know, you're not getting that, you know, feeling that the joy and the flow that you want, if you feel like you're, you know, walking through the mud, then you really do want to, it is in your best interest to get to the bottom of whatever is keeping you there. So let's look at some of the things that kind of come up naturally, right? It's the surface level things that we think, the things that we kind of point the finger at sometimes, is that maybe we need a new strategy. Maybe what we were doing was working and now it's not working as well. Or maybe we need more time. We don't have enough time. Maybe we can point our finger at the ads not working, or maybe the algorithm. Maybe we're pointing the finger at our team and our team's performance, or perhaps we're blaming the economy or how things are, or the state of the market or the industry or our competitors. Like, you get the point, right? Basically, things that are outside of ourselves. But the thing is that our businesses are a reflection of ourselves. I'll say that again. Our businesses are a reflection of ourselves. It is the fruit from the tree, right? We are the tree. If the tree is healthy, the fruit is healthy. And whatever we're putting into, whatever we're feeding the tree, is going to be produced on the outside. Our businesses are a reflection. They are a mirror for what is going on internally. All right. They are a mirror for what is going on internally, because how we do one thing is how we do everything. And I used to totally disagree with this, but I think that was just not willing to accept the things that I did poorly or didn't like about myself were seeping into the things that I was really passionate about and wanted to be excellent in. And so when I look at it truthfully, I can see the truth in that statement. And it is the attitude that we approach one thing with, is the attitude that we approach all things with. For example, if you're an attention to detail person, you will take this to everything. If you care about the details, you will care about the details. If you are messy and disorganized, your wardrobe, your paperwork, your inbox, they probably look like that, right? If you stop when you come against a hurdle, then you are going to do this consistently whenever you see a hurdle, whether that is, you know, planning a party or putting yourself out there on Instagram, like wherever. If you are careful with money or you splash money around, again, that's a habit. You are going to do this everywhere. Other things that you might see, right? Maybe you second guess everything. Maybe you worry about what other people think about you. Maybe you're a people pleaser. Maybe you get nervous about annoying people. Again, this is going to be reflected in your business. So I want to talk about the top things that I see that are truly holding people back. The first one is confidence. And the reason is that I'm calling it confidence, and I know that we throw this around and maybe, you know, you think, oh yeah, whatever, I'm confident. Like, just bear with me and really do analyze to see, is this something that is holding you back? Because if you do not totally, energetically, fully, completely stand behind your results and know that you're an expert in your field and you know that you have the systems and the team to support you in delivering with excellence, if you can't stand on that, then you are going to hold back and you are going to play small. And this can show up as you thinking that you are not good enough, or you are comparing yourself, or you have imposter syndrome, right? This runs deep. And so many people have an element of this because we like to be liked. Like, I actually think that this is quite a human trait and we all have elements of it. It's just that some of us have learned to control it or to turn down that mean girl and kind of care less what people think. But I think naturally all of us as humans have this in us. But is it making you play smaller than you would if you didn't give a crap about the result, about what people were going to say, about how you looked, about how you appeared, about, you know, your reputation, about any of that? If you just allowed yourself to play and experiment without fear of judgment, what would you do? What would you do? That dance while no one's watching, you know, dance like no one's watching. How would you dance in your business? How would you dance in life? What would you do? Now, the second thing that I see holding people back is maybe not the obvious, and it is actually capacity. This may seem like it is a bit left of field, but actually we can all only hold so much. And as women, we typically hold a lot, right? There have been studies done on mental load differences between men and women, and we win this or lose it by a long way. Again, stereotypically. And in relation to our businesses, we are the creator and we are the holder of the magic within our business, right? Literally, we hold the energy and the weight of our businesses personally. And if our arms are already full, then our subconscious knows this. And it will only allow us to act in accordance with what we can carry. So in order then for our business to grow, then we need to grow. And this is not about working more and doing more. And it is not about how much we can get done. And it is not about like trying a new strategy. It's actually about focus. And it's about doing less and well. This is about the personal growth that we need to make ourselves bigger and stronger and more able to hold all of the pieces of our business at that next level. Like, let's go back to the fruit analogy, right? If we are the tree, we can only bear so much fruit based on the size of the tree. But we kind of don't think about that. We want more fruit, but we don't strengthen the tree. Now, all of this starts with getting clarity, getting really, really clear on what it is that we want. We want, right? Not what we should want, not what society wants for us, not anything, but what we really want. And asking ourselves again and again and coming back to that, is that what I really want? I realized actually today that I was talking about this goal of running 10 kilometers in my morning routine. I was like, hang on, is that really still my goal? Because I used to do that. And now that I really focus on exercise quite a lot at the moment, but I haven't been running at all because I haven't been enjoying it. So then why was I putting 10 kilometers as my goal? And it really just caused me to go, hang on, is that still congruent with what I want now or not? Right? And the answer actually right now is actually I don't have a desire to run. I'm really enjoying that, like the slower pace metaphorically and actually literally. But that's what I mean. It starts with getting clear on what we really want and not maybe some vision of the past of what we really want, and maybe I'll get there. But right now I'm enjoying things that I haven't enjoyed previously, like swimming and bike riding. And I've never liked those two things in my entire life, except for the last year. So we can evolve, allow ourselves to expand. And once we have gained clarity on what it is we really want, deciding then on the simplest way to get there, the simplest, like the quickest path, because we need to put the blinkers on then and actually set a realistic schedule to do the things and realize in that where our weaknesses are and choose either to make the time to strategically work on those things or ignore them if we don't need to cultivate that skill. So, for example, say you've decided on your goal, you've decided on the path to get there. In order to do that, there are some skill gaps. You can see some skill gaps or you can see a position gap. What we need to determine is how we can leverage our strengths. And that doesn't mean we totally ignore our weaknesses all of the time. But a lot of the time, our time is better spent cultivating strengths rather than trying to get good at everything. So there are some things as a leader that you will need to cultivate, like negotiation, like communication. Those things as a leader you need. But do you need to be great at graphic design, or do you need to be great at, you know, editing video? Whatever that those things are, do you need to be good at those things? No, you don't. You can likely get those things done in a more efficient, simpler way by hiring somebody to do those things. So that is where we need to be really smart and put the blinkers on and actually in setting that realistic schedule going, well, okay, if I only have X amount of hours to work on this project per week, then these are the things that I'm going to need, that the time that I have, this is the schedule. Right. And ultimately knowing the things that we should be doing and looking at your schedule. And do you have those things that you should be doing on your schedule? Because a lot of the time we're not actually doing those things. And I'm not just talking about business activity. I'm talking about preparing meals in advance. I'm talking about hydrating. I'm talking about spending time with your spouse. I'm talking about, you know, filling up your cup in other ways. I'm talking about white space for creative time, for strategic time, for thinking time, for collaboration, for outreach, for sales, for the things that actually build our business, not the things that like let us tick a box, like, you know, even things like this, like recording a podcast or checking your inbox or, you know, checking Instagram DMs and seeing what's going, like all of that, even content and things, a lot of the time make us feel good, like we're on track in business and we need those things. But the more important things are the things that are actually going to make everything easier, which are not just focusing on the nurture relationship building content that makes us feel good like we're doing something, but the more uncomfortable thing, like making offers and selling what we have. There is a big difference between the two. And I know that you know that. So once you know what your goals are, what's the simplest pathway to get there? It probably has something to do with relationships and sales, building relationships and putting yourself out there. And I've spoken a lot about the different types of relationships in business, collaborations, referral partners, and clients. So it's going to, the linchpin is going to be something there where there are things that you know that you should be doing that you're not doing in terms of business growth. Maybe it's actually like the really boring stuff, which is strategically rewriting all of your policies and procedures so that you can hire somebody. Maybe it's actually hiring somebody, right? It's going out there and handing over that control so that you can be the face of your business, the revenue generating person in your business that is that front of, you know, that front face, not doing a lot of the back end things that maybe you had to do at the start of your business or the things that you started your business doing. And the things that are going to make all of this sustainable is actually your own well-being and looking after your health and your relationships. And there's lots of things within those two buckets that I know I was never doing. I was actually never doing. Not never. I was really not doing as sustainably as I should. I wasn't watering those areas of my life in the way that I knew that I should be. And I discounted it because I knew that what I should be doing. And so I kind of thought knowing it and having the intention to do it was just as good as doing it. Now we all actually know that that is not the case. And lately I've spoken quite a bit about the way that our subconscious daily actions, our subconscious controls our daily actions, and that 95% of them are unconscious. And our results are the effect, the compound effect of those daily actions, right? It's the same with the fruit. We get the fruit by continually watering the tree. It's not just watering it one day. It's not just doing the thing one time. It's really having those habits that we do day in and day out that make our lives the lives that we want to live. And so that is why I've now created the Next Level CEO Secrets Masterclass that is going to be available next week. I am very excited to bring that to you. So that is mid-July for those catching this later on. You can go to the link in my bio in Instagram or over on my website, and you will see the link to the Next Level CEO Secrets Masterclass. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm sharing with you everything that I have been alluding to over on the podcast for the last little while, right? Everything that we've kind of spoken about over different areas of the podcast, the morning routine, the practices that the best in the world use to leverage their time, a framework for structuring a freedom-filled business, all of that is in this free masterclass. And then in the masterclass, I talk about my latest program, the CEO Code, which for those of you who are interested in learning and applying this alongside myself and my team over 6 months, you will hear all about that inside the masterclass too, how to access more information on that. So you can head to the link in my bio and register for the Next Level CEO Secrets Masterclass. It will be available for you to get, just watch in your own leisure. And I'm so excited to bring this to you because this truly has changed my entire life. This is the tools that I've implemented that in the last not even year have allowed me to half my working hours, but triple my profit. And that's just what it's done inside the business. It has exponentially increased my fitness. It has taken my relationship with my husband to this incredibly deeper level that I didn't think was possible because we were great. Turns out there's more. And I think that that's a theme in the women that I work with. Actually, a lot of the time we know there's more in some capacity. And I have these conversations all the time. There's more. And we know that we have to grow to allow ourselves to be able to hold that next level, to hold that more capacity. But we can't force that, but there are things that we can do to cultivate that strategically. And that is what I'm sharing here because of what I have learned myself and implemented and shared with clients over the last maybe 9 months. So that's all, I think. Hop on over to Instagram. If you aren't interested in that, just come and say hi. Let me know that you listened. And I really do encourage you to think about those two things I talked about today, confidence and capacity. And when you realize that there is more, right? You know that there is more, and you can acknowledge and take radical responsibility that your business is a mirror, then you can look without judgment at confidence and capacity, and then begin to work on that thing that is going to be the domino that knocks down the other dominoes. Then you can get to the root of what is keeping you where you are and begin to water that and begin to sow into that and see the fruit as a result of that. That is it for this week. Have a wonderful day, rest of night, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.